Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Let's let Jeffrey choose today.
Aww.
Jeff doesn't get to choose a lot. Jeff, why don't you choose a name out of the hat there, little guy?
Look how excited he is.
I like when you throw me a bone.
I like when I call you little guy, even though you're a lot bigger than I am.
I did draw your name out of the hat,
yes!
Jubal.
Thank you. I only like it when I get the shot caller from Jeff.
Okay. You guys' relationship is really cute.
It's super cute.
It's really weird, too. All right, I'm putting the shot caller on. While I do that, Jeff, please read me the shock caller question of the day.
The Billboard Hot 100 has tracked the most popular songs in the country since the 1950s, and while hundreds of artists have made the list, the first ever person of Asian descent to record a number one song was a guy named Q Sakamoto with his hit track Sukiyaki.
Yeah, Q-Sack.
Q-Sack. Oh, you know that song?
No.
That's what I called him. Q-Sack.
He's saying Sukiyaki in 1963. After that, it was almost 50 years before another Asian artist had a number one single. But finally, in the year 2010, an Asian group reached number one with a popular song that spent 3 weeks atop the Billboard charts. What famous song was it?
I bet you it's going to be one of those things that you know as soon as it's said.
Yeah.
Asian group. That's
yes,
blowing
that's
my
what
mind.
He said.
That would be a group of Asians. That's what we're saying.
That's not confusing, but what?
More than one Asian.
Thank
singing
you.
Together
Jose.
Is what we're looking
they
for.
Can multiply?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I just mean like what famous Asian groups do we know?
I don't know. I'm trying
I can't think of one. Don't they have the K-pop band?
Yeah, but that's new. They're Korean.
Yeah,
and they're K-pop.
That's Asian, though.
Oh, no, I know.
Oh.
I was specifying. I was just specifying what the K in K-pop stood for people that didn't know. It's like Korean pop music.
Yes.
Jeff, read the question one more time, please.
The first ever person of Asian descent to record a number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 was a guy named Q Sakamoto, who did it in 1963. After that, it was almost 50 years before another Asian artist had a number one single that spent 3 weeks atop the Billboard charts in 2010. What song was it?
I don't know.
Bringing up the fact that there needs to be more Asian musicians out there.
I totally agree with that. I think they have a lot in Asia.
Well, right. That kind of makes sense, Jubal.
Not a lot here in the States.
Yeah, but there should be more in the States.
I'm going to go with Barbie Girl. I don't think that was an Asian group.
2010.
No, it's okay. Just let him guess.
I'm going to be wrong because I can get it right anyway. I'm going with Barbie Girl.
Okay.
It took almost 50 years for a second Asian musical artist to reach number one on the Billboard charts. The first time happened in 1963, and the second happened in 2010 when an Asian American hip hop group came out with a popular dance track that topped the charts for 3 weeks. You may remember the artist Far East Movement with their smash hit, Brooke.
Like a
G6.
I forgot about
them. I know. I told you, once you hear it, you're like, oh my God,
done.
Yeah. I mean, even their name is Far East Movement.
Yeah. Should have probably guessed them at some point.
Dang it.
All right, I got it wrong, and I got the lyrics to Like a G6 from the Far East Movement. I can
sing
that before I get shocked. Here we go. Popping bottles in the ice like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slizzard, sipping scissorp in my ride.
Yep.
Like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly like a G-st- ow!
Oh, hurt. You knew it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much for listening. Anything you missed on the show today, you can always find online. Today's show was produced by Steve, the beautiful people, Boyd, and Jeff Bumpin' Uglies, DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.